Okay. Right. Tonight, the shiur will be on Hilchos Moksa. We're going to divide it into two parts. Part one will be the rules and the rules and defining the different categories of Moksa. Which once you know the rules and it's seen him, it should be easy to apply it to different items. So tonight we're going to go through the rules, and in Mir Tashem next week we'll go through a list of different items. If anyone has a specific question about something, whether it's muksa or not, a certain item, they can give to Avram Chaim. We'll put on the list for next week and we'll go through those items. Okay? So let's start with this. The first category is called Kli Shemlach Teleheta. It's good to know the Hebrew terms, because then you can talk and can sound impressive. You're looking good. So here we go. So Kli Shemlach Teleheta is a Kli, is an item whose primary purpose is for uses which are prohibited on. Nope, you know something? A mistake already. Sorry, make sure you correct this. In the first category, it's Kli Shemlach Teleheta. So it's item whose primary purpose is for uses permitted on Shabbos, is Heter. So cross out that prohibited, must be permitted. And then on the second line, when it says permitted, it's supposed to say prohibited. So I'm sorry about that.
No, the second case.
Okay. Okay, so here we go. Kli Shemlach Teleheta is an item whose primary purpose is for uses permitted on Shabbos. For example, nice try, but no. For example, the table, the chairs, these are items which are permitted to use on Shabbos. Those items which are permitted to use on Shabbos is permitted to move. Let me back up a step. You know, so I didn't realize. Let me give an introduction to this. Hilchos Moksa, the word Moksa means it's set aside, it's put away, and because it's set aside from one's mind, from one's planning on using it, Chazal said, don't move it on Shabbos. There are certain items which we're not allowed to move on Shabbos, or we're only allowed to move it for specific purposes. And the reason why Chazal did this was in order that you shouldn't be so busy on Shabbos, emptying out rooms, cleaning rooms, doing all different things that you don't get around to do during the week, you're going to end up doing it on Shabbos. Therefore, they said, take it slowly. Rest. We want you to fulfill what it says in the Torah, L'man yenuach, they should rest. Therefore, throughout Shabbos, one needs to concentrate. Is it mutter for me to move this or not mutter for me to move this? So if it's a Kli Shemlach Teleheta, it's an item whose primary purpose is for uses which are permitted on Shabbos, then it's permitted to move it for whatever usage you want. You can move it, for any reason you feel like moving it, you're allowed to move it. Kli Shemlach Teleheta, the second one, we should have put numbers here. The second line, Kli Shemlach Teleheta, is an item whose primary purpose is for uses which are prohibited on Shabbos. So now, a hammer, a screwdriver, which its primary purpose is for building and taking things apart, which you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. Therefore, that is included in this group called Kli Shemlach Teleheta. What is its dinim? It's permitted to move for what's called the tzarech gufay and the tzarech mekaymai. The next line is the tzarech gufay means for its personal usage, for its usage, meaning this hammer. Let's take the example of the hammer. I can use the hammer to crack open nuts. I can use the screwdriver to pry open the door if I need to. So even though its primary usage is for iser, for something which is prohibited on Shabbos, but Chazal allowed me to use it, the Tzarech Gufay, for a hetedic usage. Yeah.
I'm not allowed to put it wherever I want when I'm done.
We're going to get to that also. Right. That's true what you said.
It's not electronics also, is it?
Electronics. So I want to make a list. We're going to make a list for next week to go through the items once we get the rules. Even if I did not set it aside, but since it's what's called a kli, it's a utensil, it has a shame kli, and even though its main usage is for iser, but it's but to use it for gufayim and kaimai. So I want to first get the rules, and then we're gonna plug them in. We'll have a list of items, and we'll go through them slowly. Okay, so here we go. So we had klishim lachta leheter, klishim lachta leiser, which is mutter tzarech gufa and tzarech mekayme. Tzarech mekayme means I need the place of the item, which means if the item is sitting right here, let's say I have on the table a hammer right by my seat that I would like to sit down, to eat, to learn, I'm allowed to move it because I need the place of the item. There's another definition to tzarech mekayme, which is, for example, a fan is a kli shemlach l'iser, because I need to plug it in order to make it work. Let's say the fan is blowing at my seat, and I'm cold, or I'm not interested in that blowing, so even though I'm not moving the fan because I need the place where the fan is situated, but since I cannot sit in my seat because the fan is blowing at it, that's also called tzarech mekayme. So it comes out, tzarech mekayme is either I need the place where the fan is sitting on, or the area that the fan is taking up. It's affecting the alarm clock. I cannot sleep in the bedroom while the alarm is ringing. So the alarm, even though the alarm clock is a small little alarm clock sitting on my night table, but because when it rings, I can't use the room, so I can move it letzarech mekayme if I need to sleep over there. Okay? So that's klishim lachtelisa, letzarech gufa, letzarech mekayme. Muksa machus tzarech kis, items that would not be used for anything other than their specific non-permissible uses, and not left lying around between uses. So the word chisaron kis means a loss to my pocket. So if I have something that because of its value, or it's fragile, it's something which is easy to get ruined, or for whatever reason, I do not use this for any other usage except for its specific usage, and that specific usage is on Shabbos, comes out that this kli is like a rock, has no usage on Shabbos. I would never use it for a het usage, and I'm not going to use it for this usage. So when Shabbos started, this was like a rock, which has no usage, therefore one may not move it around. We'll see examples of this in Mir Hashem next week.
Technically, there could be uses for it, though.
That's right. But since I'm makpid, we're talking about something which, the good point, technically there are uses. But since this is a valuable thing, and in my mind, I will not use it for no money for any other usages. So it's as if it loses its usages, because I'm removing my mind from it. So if on Shabbos I decide, you know what? My shechita knife, right? You have a knife that you use for shechting. It's very... A knife that's used for shechting, if you just turn it the wrong way, it can get chipped, right? It can get chipped. So a sheikh is very careful with a shechita knife not to cut his challah or cake. He puts it in a very special place, in the holder, he won't take it out unless he needs to use it for shechita. Come Shabbos, I decided I want to use it to cut my challah. Now you can't use it because when Shabbos started, this was a shechita knife, which the only usage I would use it for is for shechita, not for any other usage. Right. The question that was asked was, why is this shechita knife different than the hammer? The answer is because the reason why I'm not going to use the shechita knife for any other usage is because it's expensive or it's very sensitive, and I'm very, very careful, and I'm makpid not to use it for any other usage. As opposed to the hammer, that which I don't use a hammer to crack open nuts is just because I have a more practical way to do it. But if I had to during the week, I would take my hammer out and use it to crack open nuts. It's not, there's no hakpada. it's not that mak. Okay, then we have muksa machmas gufa. Muksa machmas gufa is any object that has no intrinsic function. In meaning, if I have rocks or stones, true, I can use a rock to hold open a door. I can use a rock as a paper weight. I can use rocks for things. But when you look at the rock by itself, you look at it, this is a stone, this is a rock. It has no intrinsic usage. Money is also, money even though it gets you far, with money you can get places, you can get things with money, but the money itself is muksa machmas gufa. Therefore, these things may not be moved. Now, when we talk about moving, I want to stress this, we're talking about moving things with your hands. It's called tiltul b'yadayim. To move it with your hands, to pick up the item and move it, that's what's not allowed. We will learn exceptions to this. For example, if I'm moving it with my body, with other parts of my body, or I'm moving it through something else, sometimes that's mutter. But what we're focusing on today is, can I pick the item up with my hands and move it, or not? Muksa machmas gufa, the answer is no. Muksa machmas iser is items whose use can lead to an avera. I have a very wet towel. A towel which was soaking, and in order for me to pick it up, I need to squeeze it, and the liquid will come out. By doing that, you're being oivan this of schita. That towel is muksa. Don't touch it. Even if it'll dry on Shabbos, it was muksa. When Shabbos started, it was muksa. Okay, we'll learn exception to that.
Does that include electronics? A phone?
Electronics, we'll get to in a second. Then we have muksa machmas mitzvah. We're only.
My Shabbos phone.
Muksa machmas mitzvah. Muksa machmas mitzvah means an item that was dedicated for a mitzvah. For example, your decorations on Sukkot, your sukkah is dedicated, it's set aside for mitzvah, esrik. So you can't use. You can't use for anything else. Tefillin is a very good question. Make sure to put it on the list. Tefillin we can discuss. The question has to categorize Tefillin.
Am I supposed to have a list right now?
What?
Am I supposed to have a list right now?
Yeah.
Why would it
Tefillin and electronics?
This is real.
Then the last thing is Noilad Gomer. Noilad Gomer, why we say Noilad Gomer? Because there's two types of Noilad. Noilad means it was born. There's regular Noilad, where I have a bowl and it cracked and a piece chipped off it. I can still use the bowl as a bowl. And maybe even the piece that chipped off, I can use as something. That's regular Noilad. If it has a usage, it will not be muksa because it was part of something that had a usage. But Noilad Gomer means it came from, there's nothing here, it came out. For example, one example is snow will get is machlekes, good, you can put down snow. Is let's say the water from air conditioner. Many people can learn that the air conditioner compresses the air, and then by doing that, it turns it into condensation, and there's liquid it came from. There's nothing here beforehand. So that's called Noilad Gomer. Noilad Gomer may not be moved because it wasn't around in the beginning of Shabbos for it to be set aside for usage in Shabbos. So let's just run through this quickly again.
If you know it's going to come.
You know it's going to come, may not help. It wasn't here to be mucha.
What about ice cubes?
Like an egg from a chicken.
Ice cubes.
Ice cubes is different. It's true that it has to do with Noilad, but it's another issue. Not a muksa issue. I mean, could be a chance to muksa. Ice cubes, if you're making it, if it's the tzarek, you can make it. A moksa has special head, if you're making it, or to put it into the
drink.
Okay, let's just run through this again quickly, then next week we'll go through a list of items. Klishim lachdelehetta means item whose primary purpose is for uses which are permitted on Shabbos, and that's mutter to move for whatever reason you want. Klishim lachdelehetta is item's primary purpose is for use which is prohibited on Shabbos, so then it's only mutter for tzarech gufa to use the item itself, or tzarech coming for the place of the item. Let me ask you a question. I have a pot. A pot is used for cooking, right? A pot is used for cooking. Sometimes we use the pot Just throw things in, right? You don't want to make the container dirty. And you know you want to eat the leftovers on Sunday night supper. So you just take the whole pot, you put it in the fridge. Sometimes you use the pot more for storing than for cooking. Does it go in the category of Melach del Isser or Melach del Heter? Right, you have two different functions.
What's
the rive? Sometimes you use it more for storing. It sits in the fridge for 3 days until you decide to throw it out.
That's
or your kids convince you to throw it out. So is that the way we go? Or we go bust its main ishtamshes, which is for cooking. You never buy it. You don't buy a pot for storage. You buy the pot to cook it. And I have another question for you. The pot itself, does that do the cooking? No. The fire is what cooks the food. The pot just holds the food there so it doesn't spill all over the place.
It also keeps in the heat.
Does it?
Keeps in the heat. Nowadays, they make the pots in a way that should hold it in. True. But what's cooking it really is the heat of the fire.
No, but I'm saying that
so it helps out.
That's
it helps
the
out.
Hatmana, right.
True. So it helps out in the cooking process.
But hatmana is an issue. So
okay,
true, but you don't buy the pot for hatmana, you buy it to hold the food. Okay. So we'll have to discuss the pot next week. Okay, then we have Muksamak Sarn Kiss. Which means it's an item which there's a very strong kapeda not to move it for any other usage, and its usage is a asadik usage. Muksamach v'skufay means an object that has no intrinsic function, like rocks, stones. Then we have muksamach v'isser, some item that can lead to avera. Muksamach v'mitzvah, right, wet laundry. And then muksamach v'mitzvah is the item that was set aside for a mitzvah. Then we have another gomma. Okay, again, anyone who has any specific items that they want us to discuss next week, give it into Reb Chaim, and then we'll make a list of it. Okay, have a wonderful night.